locked away in a living prison by her own husband. Yet she enters willingly, even eagerly, squeezing into this tree hollow that will become her cage for the next year. With meticulous care, she accepts fresh mud from her mate, sealing the entrance layer by layer until only a narrow slit remains, just wide enough to receive food. This drastic measure protects the precious eggs she's about to lay. Then comes an act of heartbreaking devotion. She plucks out her own feathers one by one, an agonizing process. Stripped bare, she uses them to line the nest, trading her own comfort for her future chick's warmth. But the true test is the isolation, a year confined in darkness, with only her mate's visits breaking the solitude. Outside, the male works tirelessly. His mission? Keep his imprisoned wife alive. He delivers food daily, but she's fiercely picky, rejecting anything subpar. Lesser males might abandon such a demanding partner, but not this devoted father-to-be. He hunts relentlessly, offering fruits and protein-rich insects until she accepts. Balance is critical. Her strength ensures their offspring's survival. After months of shared effort, two eggs finally arrive. Now the real marathon begins. As the female incubates, the male's workload triples, feeding her and eventually their hatchlings through that narrow slit. Only after 4 weeks does the mother break free, chiseling open the mud wall to reunite with her mate and raise their chicks together. Their bond begins with an extraordinary courtship ritual. At a bat roost, the male catches every bat, not to eat, but to gift to his potential mate. This offering ceremony proves his dedication and hunting prowess. If impressed, she accepts him as a lifelong partner. Among animals, few love stories rival the Oriental pied hornbills. They mate for life, and if one dies, the surviving partner often refuses to eat or seek another mate. Some even starve themselves in grief. This devotion earned them the title Lovebirds of the Forest, yet tragically, their loyalty makes them vulnerable. Poaching and deforestation have decimated their numbers, landing them on China's Grade 1 protected species list in 2021. Each stolen bird or felled tree shatters a family bound by extraordinary love. We hold their future in our hands. By sharing their story, we can fight for these avian romantics. After all, in a world where true love is rare, whether in feathers or flesh, their courage deserves our protection.